This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, swaddle myself in language and lay myself in a manger. Coming up in today's show, a festive case of, if you repeat a lie enough times, that makes it as good as true, right? Post-truth is not a new phenomenon for 2016, friends. There's a little drinking game you could play during this episode if you want. One swig every time you hear the phrase, political correctness gone mad. Nothing too strong, I don't want you to have passed out before the end of the story. On with the show. The War on Christmas. When did that start? Upon the birth of Jesus Christ himself, when King Herod ordered all the baby boys in and around Bethlehem be killed? In 1644, when Oliver Cromwell's Puritans passed an ordinance prohibiting Christmas celebrations in England? In 1659, when the Massachusetts Bay Colony Puritans managed to get Christmas banned for 22 years for being a pagan festival? Or was it in 1998, in Britain's second largest city, Birmingham? If you picked up practically any newspaper at the time, you would have read that Birmingham City Council had renamed Christmas Winterval. Birmingham will celebrate the festive season as usual this year with carol singing, fairy lights and street entertainment, but don't call it Christmas. Council officials have renamed it Winterval in the hope of creating a more multicultural atmosphere in keeping with the city's mix of ethnic groups. A politically correct decision to call Christmas festivities Winterval. Cancel Christmas, call it Winterval. Birmingham Council, claiming it was anxious not to offend those in other faiths, renamed Christmas Winterval. Political correctness gone mad. Crazy council chiefs provoked outrage last night after naming Christmas festivities Winterval. Political correctness
political
gone
correctness
mad.
Gone
political
mad.
Correctness gone mad. Churchmen believe the Winterval name is intended to avoid offending Muslims and other minorities.
Political correctness gone mad.
A municipal brainwave called Winterval, renaming the annual holiday and likening it to shopping rather than shepherds.
Political correctness gone mad.
The word Winterval has a nasty echo of communists who banned any Christian connotation in East Germany.
Political correctness gone mad. Gone mad.
And verily, in Britain, Christmas was banished. Now we sing Winterval carols and wear ironic Winterval sweaters. We hang up our Winterval stockings for Father Winterval to fill with Winterval gifts. And when we turn on the radio, we rock around the Winterval tree to these festive tunes.
It'll be lonely this
Winterval.
Without you to hold.
Winterval. 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 Winterval.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. Well, it's about as true as most things that have been said about Winterval, which came about thanks to one Mike Chubb.
Hi, my name is Mike Chubb. You could say that I was the one that has caused a furore that is Winterval.
In the late 1990s, Mike Chubb was the head of events for Birmingham City Council.
From our point of view, from myself as the manager of this huge events section in Birmingham City Council, and my team of something like 30, we came up with the terminology Winterval. It's like a portmanteau word for winter and festival.
I thought it was a portmanteau of winter and interval, I must say, to sort of suggest this hiatus in the year.
No, it's between winter and festival.
But I think it's a good portmanteau. It's quite elegant. Until it became shorthand for War on Christmas with a side of political correctness gone mad. It started well enough with Birmingham's first Winterval in 1997. Events ran over several weeks and were attended by hundreds of thousands of people without complaints from the press or the populace. So it's not clear why the following year's Winterval became a wincident. But it did. In November 1998, the then Bishop of Birmingham, Mark Santa, no, not as in Claus, issued his Christmas message to the clergy of the diocese. It said, "I wonder what madness is in store for us this Christmas. I confess I laughed out loud when our city council came out with Winterval as a way of not talking about Christmas. No doubt it was a well-meaning attempt not to offend, not to exclude, not really to say anything at all." And soon, the papers got hold of it. On the 8th of November 1998, the Birmingham Sunday Mercury reported that the Bishop of Birmingham had condemned the City Council's attempt to rebrand Christmas.
What happened then was, of course, all those papers thought, hey, this is a good wheeze, you know, not much news at Christmas, is there? Let's use an interesting story. Did you know Birmingham City Council have cancelled Christmas or renamed Christmas Winterville? Thereafter, it went nationwide and worldwide.
Pretty much the only person who didn't notice was Mike Chubb.
Because I was so busy at the time, I didn't take in any of the media furore at the time. It just didn't touch me at all, because I literally we were working 41 days non-stop, day and night.
Busy work, waging the war on Christmas. Except that wasn't really what Mike and the council were doing during the war on the war on Christmas. In this war, only one side turned up to the battlefield.
It was the media, really, that actually took it on. People like the Daily Mail, just go onto Google and Google Winterville and just look at the organisations who are up in arms about it. They're up in arms because they've been led to believe that that's what Birmingham City Council intended.
It wasn't?
No. Christmas was never off the page. It was part of a 41-day, if you like, festival of events.
But people thought you were trying to rebrand Christmas.
Yes. They said it's political correctness gone mad.
But actually, political correctness had not gone mad. Political correctness had not even been a factor. Because the council's events team was not trying to rebrand Christmas. It was trying to bundle together a whole lot of events occurring in the weeks before and after Christmas. Birmingham is Britain's second largest city, with a very culturally and ethnically diverse population. There's a lot of stuff going on, particularly at that time of year. Hence, they decided to use the marketing banner Winterville.
You feel like it does what it says on the tin. It markets a major festival at a time of the year called winter. And there are all sorts of things that happen in winter. You know, Diwali happens in winter, BBC Children in Need happens in winter. You know, Chinese New Year happens in winter, New Year's Eve happens in winter.
Hanukkah, Eid, oh, and Christmas! Christmas lights, Christmas market, Christmas trees, Christmas carols.
It was still called Christmas. You know, that particular event, which included the Christmas lights switch on, it was about a month of events over Christmas that came under Christmas. It was termed Christmas. It had its own brochure, Christmas. But unfortunately, people decided not to see that. They decided that that's what the council did.
Shortly after the war on Winterville erupted in the papers, the council actually issued a statement that they were not renaming Christmas, and Christmas was very visibly a major part of the Winterville lineup. But which story sticks more? The true one, that Winterville was a marketing and admin umbrella, or the lie that Winterville had come to kill Christmas?
Nobody actually could see the simplicity of the Winterville brand, but they read into it what they wanted, you know, to give voice to their own aspirations and prejudices.
Now, personally, I've noticed significantly more uproar about the war on Christmas than actual evidence that that war is being waged. Some people seem very eager for there to be a war on Christmas so they can leap to Christmas's defence. Though Christmas has achieved cultural dominance way beyond religious lines, to cast it as an underdog provides a cover for taking a pop at other cultures, and to create and maintain divisions in society. But Christmas is a pagan Roman Christian festival, celebrated by people from all sorts of cultures with all sorts of beliefs, including me, an ethnically Jewish atheist. Christmas is not threatened by multiculturalism. It is multicultural.
People don't like change. They're scared of change. And to a certain extent, Winterville was used as an example of a change that's gone too far, because they misread what the organisers are trying to do.
And they continued to misread it. After 1998, Birmingham didn't run Winterville again, but in the following years, the Winterville myth was repeated dozens of times in Britain's national newspapers. In fact, in 2011, after running another such piece, the Daily Mail had to print a retraction saying that Winterville did not rename or replace Christmas. But too little too late, Winterville had already become the byword for political correctness gone mad.
And it still continues.
Just a few weeks ago in the British Parliament, Shailesh Vara, the Conservative MP for Northwest Cambridgeshire, told Prime Minister Theresa May
that minority communities should respect the views and traditions of mainstream Britain. And that means Christmas is not winterable and Christmas trees are not festive trees.
I do agree with my honourable friend.
Well, we can all agree with him that Christmas is not winterval, since it never was winterval.
And it's so simple. It's not difficult. It's just certain people just decide to say what they want to say. Maybe they want to create a bit of a stir because it sells papers.
But in a way, as a marketing story, it is very successful because the brand really clung on. If you just called it, I don't know, Birmingham Winter Holidays, no one would...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
It's just unfortunate that the brand had been so misinterpreted.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
If you had your time again, would you do it differently?
No.
Good for you.
People have got to experiment. They've got to introduce, and the public needs to be introduced to new, exciting initiatives. Because otherwise, we're just going to live in a very dull society.
It's not too dull with Mike Chubb around. He's now the director of the Ideas Factory events company, staging some very exciting looking things. Find it at theideasfactory.biz. And thanks, Mike, for letting me dredge up the winterval thing again. It's not all bad, though. Waterford in Southern Ireland is throwing its fifth annual winterval right now, and it is the city's biggest event every year. So winterval lives on, as does Christmas. One final thing before we part ways. Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is zeugma, noun. A figure of speech in which a word applies to two others in different senses, e.g. John and his driving license expired last week. Try using it in an email today. This episode was produced by me, Helen Zaltzman, with Chica Ayres and Devon Taylor, and music by Martin Austwick. You can find the show at Allusionist Show on Facebook and Twitter, and at theallusionist.org.